thank you for your glory. We thank you for your presence. I just want to welcome everybody. Welcome those online. Last week we were sharing on eyes and wings and what you can see. I don't know if you contemplated on that a little bit throughout the week, but you know, I kept wanting to encourage you in whatever you can see, that's where you can go in your spirit. That's what you can have as well. If you can see it, you can go. If you can see it, you can have it. It's all there in a cloud, in a wave form. We can use computer analogy a little bit for some of that. Those that are computer geeks might get that. It's there in the cloud. It's there in the cloud, but it's there in a wave form. And if we see it, see, it's got to be in your heart. You got to have a. It's got to be something that you're expecting. There's an expectation for it, and if you can see it, then it becomes a particle. And then we can, as we behold it, gaze upon it, continually see it in our heart, in the spirit. Then it comes into matter. It manifests in the natural realm, and that's pretty powerful. Today we're going to look at faith is the substance. Let's start with Mark chapter 11. I want to kind of break this down, and we're going to be doing a little bit of a series type of thing. Hopefully, I'm asking Holy Spirit to just open that up on dealing with the quantum physics of the makeup of who we are, our mind, our emotions, how we see in the spirit. When we ascend and we go there, I want us to kind of get a little bit of understanding how that works. And faith is the substance will help crack this open, and then hopefully next week we can go a little deeper in breaking this down. So let's look at Mark chapter 11, verse 23. Jesus said, Assuredly, I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, your heart is your mind, that's where you think, that's your dwelling place, that's where you behold. It says, whoever does not doubt in his heart, but believes. So we have to, whatever's in our heart, whatever the programming of our mind is, whether it's, and we're going to learn how to, and that's what Paul was saying in Romans 12, when he was saying we need to have a restoration of our mind, you know, we need to be restored in the mind of our hearts, a complete reprogramming of our mind, because we have an old mindset, an old program that we run from, that we learned from our youth up, from a baby up, actually. And he says, but if you do not doubt in your heart, but believe from that place in your heart that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. You can have whatever you say, whatever comes out of your mouth. The word says that our words are creative. But I'm going to tell you that before you have a word, you have a thought. You're not going to have a word that you're going to speak out of your mouth until you have a thought. Your words come from your thought life, from your inner thought life. And those are the things, your belief system. That is your pre-programming. Next week, I want to kind of go in and break some of that down more. But today, I'm going to try to stay focused on this part. So go to Luke. Luke 17, verse 6 says, so the Lord said, if you have faith as a mustard seed, that's the smallest example he could give in his time. Now, if he was to say that now, he would be saying, if you had the faith of an atom or a subatomic particle, if you had that tiny, you just need that tiny bit. If you had faith as a mustard seed, you can say to this mulberry tree, be pulled up by the roots and be planted in the sea, and it would obey you. Now, that's pretty powerful scripture right there. Jesus, that's a quantum physics scripture right there, if you want to find it in the word. When Jesus said, if you have faith as a mustard seed, he was speaking of the smallest seed that could be seen in his time. If he were today to say this today, he might say, if you had faith as an atom or even a smaller, or if you had faith as a quark, that's a subatomic particle. The point he is making was that small things that cannot be easily seen manifest themselves, get this, and affect things in this larger world where we live. Can you believe that? Quantum physics is the study of things so small that we cannot even see them. Yet everything we see is made of these subatomic particles. Can you believe that? Everything. The chair you're sitting on, you yourself, the clothes you're wearing, the floor you're standing on, this building that we're in is made of subatomic particles. Let's look at Hebrews 11, verse 3 says, by faith, there's that belief system again. By faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen, now get this, the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. So tiny. God done this. He created the world from the unseen realm. Those little tiny particles that you can't see with your naked eye. He made the world. It says he framed the world from this, these small things that can't even be seen. And he said that we are to be like him. He said we're to do greater things than he did. Why are we walking around like we are now? Because we need what Paul said. We need, I'm just going to go read that because I just, it just keeps coming to me. Romans 12. He said, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable voice, verse 2, and do not be conformed to this world. That means your mindset, your belief system, where faith resides, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Now get this. If you want transformation, if you want transfiguration, if you want to transform your world, if you don't want to live this way no more, it's by the renewing of your mind. We need to get our old mindset. We need to reprogram our mind. I'm going to keep using computer analogy because I can connect with that as well. We need a reprogramming. We need a delete the old program and put in some new programming. Yes. Is that not, that just blows my mind. The things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. Words are energy, and energy affects matter. The very words that come out of your mouth affect the matter, and everything that you are living in now, every circumstance that you're living in now has been created by thoughts and words. That's matter. Everything that we possess, the circumstances of our life that we're walking in, whether we're sick, whether we're healthy, whether we're rich, whether we're poor, whether, I'm just going to say, hey, I am not there, and this, I'm ready. Renew my mind, God. This is what we're doing here. This is part of the awakening process, the transformation and transfiguration process. Our words are energy, and they affect the matter in our life. So we know through science, science has proven this now, and I love that science can prove this, that when we speak, we release a vibrational frequency that we perceive as words that we have learned through our culture. So the words that we, everything that's coming out of my mouth right now is nothing but a vibration frequency, and it's connecting to your eardrum. It's going in. Your brain is translating it. It's an energy. It's a vibration, because if anybody knows about how the eardrum works, it's a vibration, and it picks up all that I'm saying, and you recognize it as words or language that you learned. That's why when you can hear somebody that you don't speak their language, it's just like, I don't, because you haven't been programmed to understand the vibrational frequency that's coming out of their mouth. Same thing with our eyes. When we see a color, like when I see his brown shirt, I've said this many times, teaching on quantum physics before, that's a vibrational frequency that's being released. Your blue dress is a vibrational frequency. We have been programmed to translate that frequency that we're seeing with our eyes, that's blue and that's brown. Otherwise, it's just a frequency. But our brain, the programming of our brain, I want to break down a little bit how programming works. So our brain has been programmed for our culture to understand the vibrational frequency coming from our mouth, to understand the colors that you're seeing. This is a book, all these type of things. We're seeing matter, we're seeing particles, you're seeing wave frequencies, but our brain has been programmed to know, to interpret what all this stuff is. We know from quantum physics that everything in the entire universe is pure energy. The difference is in the unique vibration everything has inherent to itself. That's just what I was explaining. Everything's inherent to itself. The color, that this is a book, that this is a podium, that this is a mic I'm holding, that every word I'm saying has a different inherent energy and frequency to it. Quantum physics also accepts that energy is influenced by energy. Now, this is really powerful, and this is how we can change and reprogram ourselves. And like energy, attracts in accordance with its true vibration. This is how the law of attraction works throughout the universe. There is a, like, just like there's a law of gravity, there is a law of attraction, and it is scriptural because of some of the scriptures I'm going to be sharing here, that one of them is, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Whatever you release, you know, it's going to come back to you, that type of stuff. That which is in vibrational harmony will be attracted to each other. Sharing an example of the tuning forks. Anybody has seen tuning forks? A pair of tuning forks can demonstrate an example of this. If one tuning fork placed at a distance from another, have one across the room from each other, when the one tuning fork is struck, thereby emitting a certain vibration, it's emitting a frequency vibration, it will cause the other tuning fork to vibrate at the exact same frequency. That's the attraction. That's where the two energies will come together, and it will produce one energy being released will cause the other to be attracted to it and release the same vibrational frequency. That's pretty, I mean, that in itself is just amazing. This is a very simple example of how like energy with the same vibrational frequencies are attracted to each other. And reason I'm sharing this is I want you to see, for example, how can we're attracting, or how can we keep living in the same thing over and over and over. And no matter how much we're trying to break that cycle, there is a cycle because there's a vibrational frequency that we're releasing from our pre-programmed belief systems and our mind that is causing that vibrational frequency and energy to be attracted back to us. Quantum physics also describes the quantum potential. I don't know if anybody's heard of quantum potential. It's describing how everything that exists now and ever will exist already exists, at least at the quantum potential level in the unseen realm. So everything that you have, I mean, that there's a multitude of scriptures that backs that up. I couldn't, you know, we're in Psalms where he was saying, you know, I'm your shepherd. You shall not want. Everything that you have need of, he is your all in all. There's so many scriptures that can confirm this right here, this scripture right here. It is our observation. It's whatever we're going to behold or look at, our focusing on something that will cause this potential, this quantum potential, to shift from its particle form into matter or into reality that will cause it to be brought into the seen world. Let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter 4. If we can see it, like I said last week, if you can see it, you can have it. If you can see it in the spirit, because it's there as a quantum potential. It's there. It's in a waveform right now. But in your heart, if your belief system believes that you can have that, then that means you're beholding it. You're looking at it. And the more you behold it, the more you look at it, it becomes a particle form. It becomes substance. And then that substance, the more you look at it and behold it, that substance will become matter. So science is proving how faith works. So this is kind of what we're looking at right now. 2 Corinthians 4:18. While we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. See, if you want to change your circumstances, and even if you want to renew your mind, we have to quit looking at the things that are seen. The old programming is an example. You cannot have something different in your life if you're seeing things out of your old programming. And as we go into this a little deeper, even next week and whatever, I'm going to try to look at and show how to undo some of that old programming as well. Now, I'm learning this as we're going, so we're all totally dependent on the Holy Spirit to teach us and reveal this to us. But he says, we're not looking at the things that are seen, but the things that are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. That goes back to that quantum potential. They're always there. All that we have need of, the fullness of the kingdom of heaven is there for us. And it's there in a particle form, quantum potential, always there, always available. We have to be able to see it in our heart. And that has to do with how are you programmed to see? Are you programmed to always see yourself as in poverty? Are you programmed to always see yourself as sick or diseased or whatever? And you can have a circumstance happen, sometimes something physical, you can get physically hurt, but there can be a trauma from that creates an opening for you to constantly live from that place of trauma. You may have, from your childhood, had people speak over you that you're never going to amount to anything. So the rest of your life, you're going to think, I never amount to anything. And then you're creating from the quantum potential realm, seeing yourself never amounting to anything. So you're constantly going to attract to you the same vibrational frequency that you're releasing, which is, I never amount to nothing. So that's why Paul was saying we need to be renewed in the mind of our heart. So now, what if I was to tell you, I already spilled the beans on this, but I had it down here. I couldn't contain myself. What if I told you that your thoughts are vibrations as well? Because I didn't want to just focus on words, because we were brought up in the faith movement that it's all about words. Speak it, speak it, speak it. You can go and write little stickers all over your entire house, all over your car, everywhere you look, your mirror, and you can speak it and speak it and speak it and speak it. But if you have some old programming, you're just releasing words, because at the subatomic level or at the subconscious level, you have a program that functions and runs 95 to 99% of the time, whereas your consciousness, which is where you're speaking, where you're quoting, where you're saying these things, positive quotes and things over yourself, only works about 5% of the time. Your subconscious is what's running your, or your belief system is what's running your life, running your world. So we have to go and change our subconscious or our program, how we were programmed. And that's why he was saying the renewing of your mind, the renewing of your heart. I want to go into that a little more next week too. So, your thoughts are more important than actually what comes out of your mouth, what the words that you speak, because you won't have the word without a thought. So you can spend when you're confessing all those things, you're using your will and you're speaking, but you're not releasing a vibrational heart coherent frequency that is actually going to change, because that's 95 to 99% of the time what's happening. So if you spend 5% of your time making confessions over yourself, but the other 95 to 99% of your time, you're releasing thought waves and vibrational frequencies, then you're going to have which one, the 5% or the 95%? So therefore, we have to renew our heart, our programming. We have to renew our programming. The thoughts and beliefs that we carry also produce an energy around us. If you believe that no one likes you, then you emit that rejecting type of energy, and people will be driven away from you. I mean, people will think, "How come I can't develop good friendships, good relationships?" When you're thinking 95 to 99% of the time, nobody likes me. I'm rejected. I can't have friends. If that's all you're going to attract to you, that very same thing. Nobody's going to like you. You go into places, nobody's going to want anything to do with you. You're going to be rejected everywhere you go, if that's the vibrational energy that you're releasing. So if you love people and care about, and guess what? We can change this. And it does help to bring, speak positive affirmations over yourself and speak the word and all that. But we're going to go deeper, because how many of us have been doing this for 10, 20 years and we haven't seen any change? There's something else going on. There's a programming in our subconscious level, in our heart, that we need to deal with. So I just thank Holy Spirit that he's bringing light to this. So if you love people and care about them, they will feel that and be drawn to you. You will attract people who have a loving spirit, a caring spirit, and don't abuse you and don't take advantage of you and don't reject you. If you bring a higher frequency or a higher vibration. Now, I want to say this because you might think, well, how am I ever going to attract people to me that if I have a spirit of rejection, I'm only attracting that like vibration? Well, if you start releasing a higher, in other words, I'm not going to use myself, I'm going to use, you have a person that operates, that loves, that cares, that loves themselves, that doesn't feel rejected and everything, that's a higher frequency. And then you decide, I'm going to go and be a part of that, then that frequency, guess what? That's a higher frequency and a higher vibration. You bring that higher vibration into that lower frequency of the person that feels rejected and neglected and all those type of things, into a lower frequency atmosphere. The lower vibration will start rising to the higher vibration. That's the same thing as encouraging you guys to go and just sit in his glory, sit in his presence. That's going to start doing some changing to our programming. Spending time with the Lord, spending time in prayer, praying in the Spirit will raise your vibrational frequency. That's a higher frequency. Surrounding yourself with people that operate in love and peace and joy and, you know, all that kind of stuff will cause your lower vibration to rise to a higher vibrational frequency. So those are just some encouraging things that we can do. To think, your thought life is also your dwelling place. That old programming is the place where you dwell 95 to 99% of your time. So that's where you live. They say you can never escape yourself. Well, let's clean house then, huh? It's called your abiding place as well. So let's look at Proverbs 23, 7. Proverbs chapter 23, verse 7 says, "For as he thinks in his heart, so is he." Now that is a powerful scripture. For as you think in your heart, that is who you are. And that, no matter if you're going to have positive, uplifting, changing our programming, then whatever your thought life, whatever your heart life is, whatever the frequency and vibration you're releasing, that's going to be how you live. So if you're not happy with how you're living right now, then we need to change the vibrational frequency that we're releasing. And that's what we're doing. This isn't meant to condemn anybody. This is what we're doing, and we are going to see, because what God has begun in us, he will finish, he will complete it. He will complete the work that he's begun in us, and that is a promise that we can hang on to. In the Strong's, it says, in its original sense, the word thinketh, which is King James, or think, means an opening, a door, or a gate, to act as a gatekeeper, or to open a gateway. So when you think, you're literally opening a gate or a door. You're releasing frequency, you're releasing vibrational energy, and you're opening a door, and whatever you're releasing out, it's attracting right back in what you're releasing. So we definitely want to be a gatekeeper and stand guard over our doorway, our gateway, and change what we're allowing to go out and allowing to come in. Vibration and frequency happens at the subatomic level. It's the unseen realm. It's the eternal realm. It's that place in the Spirit. It's where we are as a kainos being. It's where we are as a being. We are kainos beings, new creation beings. We're brand new, and we are a being. And so it's in him that we have our very being. It's in him. Let's go to Hebrews 11, 1. No, I got ahead of myself. So all things which are matter, so when I say all things, everything that is in this natural realm that is matter are made of atoms, and none of these things are solid. Now, if anybody understands quantum physics, if you've studied that in high school even, they taught you this. You may not see the space between the atoms in your table because they're vibrating. And there's gaps, there's holes, there's space between everything. You may not see the space between the atoms in your table, but if you could see that small, you could see the movement. That's right, your kitchen table is vibrating. Everything has a frequency of vibration, and all things respond to the vibrational energy of our words and thoughts. Now think about that for a minute. Just to share quickly a testimony from... I can't even think of his name. David Van Covering. He's passed on and went to the Lord, but he taught on quantum physics a lot. And it's hard to find his stuff right now. But he was sharing that, like, when he would get on an airplane, before he went in, how you can kind of touch the outside, you know, the upper part. And I started doing that whenever I would fly to go see the kids. But he'd touch it. He would break off any curse released over it, words, thoughts, anything, and then he would bless it as he walked into the plane. And... even with my little car, I mean, it's been through several different things of the possibility of going to the junkyard, but I continually bless it. And I'm particular, I want to be its main person that drives it because I bless it always. I don't say, oh, you piece of junk, oh, you're no good nothing car, because it is matter and it's going to respond. I've heard other people share testimonies that when they've cursed their cars, then the car, you know, time to go get another one. But when they bless it continually, it is matter. And Van Covering was talking about this. It will respond to you. Your car will respond to you because it's matter. And it will, it's a vibration, and it's going to respond to what you're releasing over it. So I bless my car. Every time I get, if it acts up, I say, you will run. You will continue to run. And I bless you. And I break anybody, if anybody's been cursing my car, I break that curse off, and I bless you. You will continue to run. You will have no issues. You will have no problems. And every time I get in there, you know, it'll turn right on over and go. And I just keep speaking that over it because it's going to respond to me. It has to. That's a law. When you throw a stone up, what's going to happen to it? That's a law. Gravity is a law. The law of attraction is a law. It's a spiritual law. And it will, I mean, scientifically, they have proven it even. So what kind of energy are we producing? Are we introducing high-frequency words and thoughts or low-frequency negative words and thoughts? And sometimes we can't help it because of our programming. But we're going to go into and break down, hopefully, over the next few weeks, how to renew our minds and get some new programming. We have a choice to use the energy of our words and thoughts to change matter. The things in our life will respond. We can start practicing, right, on some little things around our house, over some things over our own body. Like I said, go ahead and start releasing those words, because when we start doing that, it starts opening the door to our thought life to start changing what we are releasing vibrationally as a frequency. Hebrews 11, chapter 11, verse 1 says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." How many people have read that and read that and read that, and you think, this scripture just is like goes over my head? But now that we're looking at it from this perspective, does it not open that scripture up to you more? Faith is that substance. There's a potential, a quantum potential of substance always available to us in the unseen realm. And our heart, where we believe from, our belief system, is in the unseen realm, it's in the spirit realm, and there's substance available. There's the quantum potential of everything that we have need of is available there. Jesus said, "I am your shepherd, you shall not want." Everything that you need is available. And it's things, it's the substance of things hoped for. You have hopes and desires in your heart, and faith is that substance. It is the evidence of those things that aren't seen. So you can't see them in the natural, but faith sees them. Faith sees them. I want you to notice that faith is the substance. It didn't say a substance. It says it is the substance. It's not one of them, but the substance. Faith is a substance from which everything that is seen is created. Faith is the substance from which everything that is seen is created. 11:3, we go down another scripture. It says, "By faith," which is the substance, it's the evidence of those things in the potential realm, "by faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God." God used this to create the worlds. "So that the things which are seen," everything that's seen, "were made of things which were not made of things which are visible." Right there's another quantum physics verse. Powerful verse. "By faith, the worlds were framed by the word of God." It says that the worlds were framed by the words of God by faith. Faith was that substance, or that energy, or that frequency that he released. The word says that we were in his heart, and he released from his heart words that were faith-filled, come from the substance within him, and created and brought that potential of man, brought the potential of the world, brought the potential of the seas, created the worlds. It says that the worlds were framed by the word of God by faith, and faith was that substance, that energy, that frequency. Faith is the very substance of whatever it is that we are hoping for. And so what I'm trying to do here is demystify faith. Because in the whole faith movement, we were taught it was something you had to earn, something you had to work hard to get, something you had to pray a lot, quote a lot of scripture, whatever. There was, you had to work to get faith. But faith is inherent to us. It's something that, it's our birthright. It's who, it's your beliefs. It's how you believe. That's faith. That sums up faith. How you believe. So if you're getting, no matter what you believe, you're going to get it, whether it's good or bad. You're believing for something. What we're living right in right now, our circumstances, is what we believe for. That shakes you up a little bit, don't it? Whew, God, renew my mind so what I'm believing for will manifest. So we need to get, we need some new programming so that our faith, because what we're releasing is our belief, is faith, which is causing that substance, that potential to manifest into a particle and manifest into matter. So it doesn't matter which way, how you believe, what vibrational frequency you're releasing, you're believing by faith for something. So let's look at a scientific fact for just a minute. E equals MC squared. I love how science can break down faith for us. It can demystify it. So what I want to encourage you is just throw away all those old programming of what faith is and how to get faith, and you have to earn it, and you have to work hard, and you have to study enough, and you have to go to enough conferences and have enough people lay hands on you to get faith. Throw it in the trash. Put it in the shredder. Shred all that old information, old programming, and we're going to be reprogrammed by Holy Spirit. Looking at E equals MC squared, E equals energy, M equals mass or matter, X is the speed of light, to the second power. We're not going to break none of that down. We're just I'm giving the formula there. We don't want to go that far here. Okay, that means, the simplest form, that means that energy and mass are interchangeable. Think about this. Energy and mass are interchangeable. If you burn a log, for example, if you burn a log in a fireplace, what happens to that matter? A log is matter. And if you choose to burn it in a fireplace, it becomes energy of heat. The energy and mass interchanged. What does that have to do with faith? Faith is energy that creates matter. Can you see faith? No. But can you see the results of it? If you can't see faith, you can definitely see the results of it. Faith is energy that creates matter in your life. You may not be able to see it, but it is an energy, it's a frequency, it's a vibration that's being released, and it creates, it brings from that quantum potential realm and causes it to become a matter. But first you have to have a vision for it. First you have to be able to see what you want. And the more we practice seeing what we want, that's part of reprogramming. You have to continually input. Type it in, enter. Type it in, enter. Type it in, enter. I'm going to use... I think some of us can connect with that now, you know, computer programming. We have to put in the right programming and enter it. Jesus was trying to tell us in Luke 17:6, where he was talking about the mustard seed, that the energy of faith affects matter at the subatomic level. He was talking about if we had faith as small as a mustard seed. He was trying to tell us that we can just... Suppose he was trying to tell us that the energy of faith affects matter at a subatomic level. Now just try to think about that. I might be just already burning some brain cells here, but the energy of faith, faith is an energy. It's a vibrational frequency. Now, some people would say I'm teaching New Age stuff when I say this, but we're trying to put scientific terms to spiritual matters. That's all we're trying to do here. So if you have... The energy of faith is going to go in. If you want your matter, what you're living in right now, your circumstances, your home, your health, the car you drive, the job you have, the ability to provide for yourself, if you want that matter to change, the energy of faith will affect it at a subatomic level from the unseen realm. Energy affects matter. What you say... Your words, what you think, your thoughts, equal vibrational frequency or energy. The vibrational energy of your words and thoughts will affect matter, or along with what Jesus was saying in Luke 17:6, will uproot that tree or that mountain in your life and remove it. The vibrational energy of your words and thoughts will affect that matter. The thoughts we think and the words we speak are based on what we believe. That's that old programming system in our heart, in our subconscious. So if we really believe that we think, if we really believe what we think or what we say, are we happy with what we're getting? Some of this is involuntary because it's part of the programming. You're not in control of your subconscious. It runs on its own. It is operating on its own. I'll break that down a little bit more next week. We are in control of our conscious, of what we, which is the 5% that we operate out of. The 95 to 99%, some people only operate in 1% of it, consciousness. But as we mature and grow, we're going to cause our consciousness, that which is present in the now, to affect our subconscious and reprogram it. I'm going to get off and get us on a rabbit trail here, so we'll go back. So are we happy with the words, thoughts, the energy or faith that we're releasing, and the effects it has on the matter around us? If we're not, we're going to move forward. Okay, we're going to reprogram. When looking at the hydrogen atom and that little dot, an electron, everybody knows what that little, when you took science in school, you have the hydrogen atom and then you have the electrons that surround it and circle it. That little dot or the electron that circles the atom, it is not really a dot. They thought it was, and it was always there at first, but they have proven through experiments that it's not really a dot before it is looked at. It's not there. It is in a cloud-like state or a wave particle form until the scientist observes it or until they look at it. Then it becomes a particle or matter. And they have proven that. They have done so many experiments to prove that once they look at it, then it becomes a particle and they see the dot or the electron circling the atom. And then when they quit looking at it, it goes away again. And when they look at it again, meaning they observe it, then there it is again. So what was happening there? In their mind, in their consciousness, when they looked at the atom, they had an expectation to see that. And so it responded to what they were, the energy they were releasing, and it come into manifestation. It become a particle or matter. Notice they have to look at it, they have to see it, they have to observe it before it becomes matter. The unseen responds to the observer. You and I are the observer. In Hebrews 11:3, when it said, by faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. Think about that. The unseen, everything in that quantum potential realm will respond to the observer. You are the observer. So what can you see in the spirit? If you can see health, that you're whole and you're healthy, then it will, when you look at it, when you observe yourself as healthy and whole. So when you shut your eyes and you lay down at night and you're like, you're hurting, you're aching all over, if you can see yourself healthy and whole, and I've shared before, I was doing some of these things and I didn't even realize that Holy Spirit was teaching me this and I didn't realize what was happening, and that's where some of these teachings came from. And so I would, Holy Spirit would say, see yourself, because I used to love to run and stuff, see yourself running, see yourself working out, strong. I was addicted to what it felt like. I was addicted to that endorphin release, and that's why I love to work, sometimes would work out twice a day. I love that. A feeling that you got from working out. He says, see yourself. And I could connect my emotions to it because I remembered what it felt like to exercise and to run and to do that stuff. And when I would lay there and I was physically sick and hurting, he would say, see yourself running, see yourself jumping, see yourself playing with your grandchildren, and connect your emotion with that. And when I was doing that, then I was able, you know, that would start leaving and whatever. And I feel like the more I practice this, the more I'm going to bring from that potential realm, it's going to become matter in my life, and I'm going to see the fullness of manifestation in my life. And I truly believe that's how I've been keeping going all this time, is because I'm practicing this. But there is some programming that I need to get rid of, because then when I get up the next day, then I'm operating out of that 95% like everybody else, and therefore I'm attracting sickness, disease, whatever's trying to get me. I'm attracting that to myself, apparently. So God's going to help us all reprogram our mind and our hearts, and actually have started, because I'm practicing what I'm teaching here. So we're just going to go deeper into it. We've been learning a lot of this through this Restoration of All Things teaching, which has helped me be like, oh, let's run with this now, you know. I've got to find where I'm at. Okay. I see. So faith works in the unseen quantum realm as well, according to Luke 17:6, having faith as a mustard seed. Hebrews 11:1, which says, now faith is the substance of those things hoped for, the evidence of those things not seen. We must see it to observe it. In other words, you have to be able to see it. We have to quit seeing ourselves sick. We have to quit seeing ourselves in poverty and lack. We have to quit seeing ourselves not able to pay our bills. We have to quit seeing ourselves driving a rundown piece of junk. We have to quit seeing that I'll never have a nice car. Then guess what? You're never going to have a nice car. I'll never have a nice home. Guess what? If that's all you can see and that's all you can observe in the unseen realm, then that's all you're going to attract to yourself. So we have to, what we must see and observe is what we hope for first before. We have to hope for it first before it can manifest or become matter. So what we see, are you getting what I'm saying here? We have to change what we're seeing, what we're hoping for, what we're observing, so that we can change what we're manifesting in the natural realm. Matter will respond according to how we want it to respond. How we believe it will respond, and how we see it responding. Matter will respond to all of those. That tree, talking in Luke 17, that tree is going to respond according to what you believe about it. So in other words, disease or sickness or pain or whatever, poverty or lack or whatever in your circumstance you're in, that tree is going to respond according to the way you're believing about it. How you're seeing it, how you're looking at it. Our bank account is going to respond according to what we believe about it. Our health is going to respond according to what we believe about it. So if we can grab these truths, we are on the pathway to reprogramming our belief system so that our belief system will be the faith that's creating the desires of our heart, creating the fullness of what Holy Spirit has provided for us, the fullness of what the cross paid for us, health and not lacking and abundance of blessing in our life, instead of attracting vibrational likeness and frequencies that are like what we're been pre-programmed to think as. So we're on that pathway. We're opening the gateway. We're willing to change. If we just recognize, see, first you have to recognize it, that this is what's going on. And now that we recognize it, we're going to deal with it, and we're going to reprogram our belief system. Amen? Father, I thank you for this word. I thank you for this truth. I thank you that this word is sealed in us, in our heart. And Holy Spirit, we ask that you will continue to download and bring supernatural revelation concerning this to us, Father, that we can go further, we can go deeper, that the mystery of your faith, of your substance, of the quantum potential of what we can watch and walk into, and the renewing of our mind, Father God, on a quantum potential realm, on a quantum physics realm, Father God, I ask that the mysteries of your truth and of your kingdom and of your word will unfold to us, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. And we just seal this up by the blood of the Lamb. And I thank you, Holy Spirit, for what you're doing in our lives, the awakening of our hearts, Father God, the fullness of sonship that you're leading us into, and that wisdom and understanding and knowledge and the spirit of might and counsel and the spirit of the fear of the Lord and the spirit of the Lord, Father God, are our mentors walking us into your fullness of truth, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. And we give you glory and honor for this, Father, in the name of Jesus. Amen.